Your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden is in Selma, Alabama today to mark the anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Mr. Biden says everyone should know its history.
No matter how hard some people try, we can't just choose to learn what we want to know and not what we should know. We should learn everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation. And everyone should know the truth of Selma.
It's a dig at Republican-led states banning critical race theory in schools. President Biden also pushed the importance of voting rights. Crews are cleaning up a second trail derailment now in Ohio, this time in Springfield, where 20 cars on another Norfolk Southern train went off the tracks.
It was the second derailment in Ohio in the past few weeks. Unlike the first one in East Palestine, there are no reports of any spilled hazardous materials. But Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says rail safety is still the issue here.
We're not doing the inspections well.
Senator Brown, together with fellow Ohio Senator Republican J.D. Vance, have introduced a rail safety bill.
It requires notification. You're coming into the state carrying hazardous material. You're going to notify the governor's office, who will then notify local communities.
It also increases fines for safety violations. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The World Health Organization is taking a closer look now into the origins of COVID following a report last week that said the virus started in a lab. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb was on Face the Nation.
We know the Chinese military was operating in that lab simultaneously, so we need to look at all those things. I would be focusing on the activities in and around that lab and deriving from that what steps we need to take going forward to make sure that we get better security around high-risk research so that if this did come out of a lab, it's not going to happen again.
Intelligence agencies are divided on that lab theory. Also on the program, former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who warned Republicans about crowding the presidential field in 2024.
You have to actually focus on winning swing voters as well, or, you know, we'll have Joe Biden as president, and that's not what we need.
But Hogan says he's also worried about making sure former President Trump doesn't win the Republican nomination. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's going to take some real strategizing by Republicans who actually want to win in November to figure out how to deny Trump the nomination. That's by no means assured.
And hundreds of people took the polar plunge in Lake Michigan today to help raise money for the Special Olympics in Chicago. It was only 46 degrees, but that didn't stop a lot of folks from diving in for a good cause. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 32, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation again tomorrow, 36, 23 tomorrow night, cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. The day after the spring primary election in the great state of Wisconsin. Dom, how you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Happier happy hour.
Yeah, right. Janet Protasiewicz, the judge here in Wisconsin, the Democrat, now Democrat-endorsed judge, just whooping ass here in the primary yesterday. And, of course, my Senate District 8, Jody, unopposed, but we found out who she's going to be facing. I'm looking forward, man. It's going to be a sprint to April, and everyone needs to be engaged, man. So I'm pretty pumped up right now.
As am I. I didn't think Janet Protasiewicz would run away and hide with it last night. She had more votes than both of the conservatives combined.
Well, that and combined with the turnout rate, and granted, you know, 21.6% sounds low, but that's actually an historic high for a spring primary here in the state of Wisconsin.
Record breaking.
I mean, literally. And so what does that mean? Engagement is up, and is it rightfully should be when we're, you know, surrounded by these mega insurrectionists, anti-abortion, these folks, and of course Dan Kelly, the conservative running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, he's fine with the way the maps are gerrymandered here in the state of Wisconsin. He wouldn't touch those. So these are major issues. And as a former independent until the righties got all wackadoodle, what I want is a level playing field, man. Fair maps. If you think you got better ideas and better candidates, we should be on a level playing field. But they don't. And so I'm looking forward to something, some lawsuit, somehow, some way. If Protasiewicz can pull it out and we can bring some law, we might be able to have some actual fair representation here in the state of Wisconsin. It's a long, long time coming.
I'm kind of banking on it, Dom. And I hate to linger on the backyard Wisconsin politics, but politicking's about elections, right? And we're the only place in the nation that had an election yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you're listening from somewhere else, this is important stuff.
Come on, man. New York Times, Washington Post, The Hill. Everyone's writing this up because this is a big deal. And to reiterate, record turnout in the state of Wisconsin, that says a lot.
I hope it portends a glorious victory for our earlier guest, Janet Protasiewicz. And if you missed it, find the podcast at the civicmedia.us. Go to the show page. I know you'd be tempted to look under greatest radio show ever, but try us there at the Devil's Advocates. They haven't seen the wisdom to, you know, tagging us under both.
Greatest radio show ever, trademark. Also, Crudy, other news. Yes. We got to get to the national stuff.
We'll get there.
All right. You got something else you want to throw?
I do.
All right. What do you got?
Well, you talked about the issues. The issues before the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Abortion, gerrymandering, yeah.
Those are the two big ones. In fact, they captured the headline. Our friend Jesse Apoyan over at the Cap Times. Abortion, redistricting loom large over Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Because effectively, one candidate determines whether or not we're going to have abortive rights in the state of Wisconsin. We're currently under an 1849 law that effectively makes abortion all but illegal under any circumstance except the life of the mother. No exceptions for rape or incest. And being a little moderate here in the state of Wisconsin, according to Republicans, is throwing the women a bone, maybe allowing exceptions for rape or incest.
If you're lucky, and we get something else in return.
And of course,
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells you women, if you don't like it, you can leave. That's the Republican, that's the MAGA attitude towards your rights. How do you vote for that? Any woman.
Well, he also pointed out it's going to be a little messy, Dom, here. No,
is that what it is? It's just a little messy? That's a nice way to put it.
The thing that has made the state of Wisconsin messy and so polarized is the gerrymandering.
The maps.
And this is not a recent advent. The Republicans got swept in 2010. The Tea Party taxed enough already. They astroturfed. They went all in on hating on Obamacare. I would still take note of the fact Obamacare is the law of the land to this day. Still provides health care for many of my friends.
Wait, they didn't repeal and replace it with something
better? No, never did.
Oh, never did.
Never got around to it.
I thought that was something that Trump was working on. Like, 2 weeks is coming out.
No, but it worked out well as a social wedge issue.
Of course it does.
Republicans win control here in the state of Wisconsin. All three houses. And they have the Supreme Court, which has rubber stamped so much of the crap Scott Walker, the former governor here, would pass through in many ways. So many of the lawsuits were, the actual pieces of legislation.
The laws themselves.
Would go in contrast to the existing, let's call it Constitution. And yet the Supreme Court would find any partisan rationale to rubber stamp. It was as much as a 5-2 partisan advantage on that court. Now it comes down to perhaps one vote that swings the entire next 10 years in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't overhype that. It is literally the time frame of the maps we're currently under. Because the 10-year maps cast by Walker and Fitzgerald and the other Fitzgerald, his brother, you know, Assembly Speaker Fitzgerald and Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald and the Wanker, they were quite the Holy Trinity, those three. But the redistricting has been baked into the cake for another decade. The very same Wisconsin Supreme Court, where we're now contesting the balance, the soul, said you must take the old maps and make the least number of changes possible. And damn it, that's the law of the land. And Governor Tony Evers did just that. And Republicans put forth their maps. And the governor, as is his constitutional right, vetoed their maps. And they took it to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the first time through, Hagedorn, the swing vote, the judicial independent, if you will, he upheld. And then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court. And effectively, Hagedorn lost his spine. And he judicially overturned the veto of the governor and said, instead, we're back to using the worst case scenario Republican maps.
The most gerrymandered, political gerrymandered maps in the history of the world is what we are living under right now in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, that's mathematically arguable, but they're pretty damn awful.
If you could point somewhere else anytime in history that are worse than what we have, I'd love to see it.
We got some friends listening on WCPT 820 AM in Illinois. few conservatives down there might take issue to being on the wrong side of the gerrymander. But let me read a little from our friend Jesse Appoyan. The stage is set for April's high-profile Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and voters can expect abortion to play a prominent role in the contest that will determine ideological control of the court. You noted, I started there with Janet Protasiewicz, our recent guest. Milwaukee County Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz, a liberal, and former state Supreme Court Justice by appointment only. Dan Kelly, let's not forget the Republican wanker, had Prosser retire so he could turn Kelly into an incumbent, and Kelly still got his ass handed to him by the largest Supreme Court losing margin in my memory, Dom. I'm not saying in my lifetime, but my memory, 163,000 on the downside. Oof. Every other race in Wisconsin goes 5 to 20, maybe 30,000 votes. Tony Evers won an 89,000 vote landslide in the midterms. And Dan Kelly already lost by 163,000 votes once.
Ooh, when you say it like that, it sounds really, really bad.
Well, I hate to call him former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, a conservative, emerged from Tuesday's four-way primary. Protasiewicz led the way with about 46% of the vote. Kelly got 24%. I'd say not so shabby, but it's kind of shabby. Conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Doro trailed Kelly by 2 points. That means she got 22. Everett Mitchell, a distant fourth. The April 4th general election could result in the state's high court flipping from a bat guano crazy conservative majority to a liberal majority that Crudy would prefer for the first time since 2008. And while that would open the doors to legal challenges on any number of decisions, from union rights, think Act 10, to redistricting, my preferred issue here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom, Wisconsin's 174-year-old abortion ban remains at the forefront of the campaign, much as it did in the November election. A challenge to the ban before a Dane County Circuit judge is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court.
Oh, that's, I mean, so this is, I mean, it's already in process.
Oh, yeah. What, you don't think people are strategic, Tom? I know that you don't like to be strategic, but others.
I just don't like bad strategy, Crudy.
I'm not sure that there's going to be much oxygen in the room for anything beyond that, frankly. It just seems to be where the left has made its home in this race, as it did in the midterms, according to political science professor Ryan Owens. Now, Ryan Owens is a conservative and considered a run for, what, attorney general here in the state of Wisconsin, just so you know who Ryan is. Owens, an attorney who also teaches at UW Law School, ran for attorney general, said he expects the candidates will each try to paint their opponent as too radical, much like the November gubernatorial and U.S. Senate elections.
Yeah, but here's the big deal. The RNC, they were paying conservative Dan Kelly, right? Wisconsin GOP, they were paying. The dude was on the payroll, literally on the payroll. And if it's not bad enough, what was he on the payroll for? To help them figure out how to overturn the will of the people with election integrity, investigations, and advice, whatever the case is. I didn't hear Dan Kelly, who came in second and now will challenge Protasiewicz in April for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I didn't hear him bitching about how this election went for him last time. What's changed?
You know, you fault the man for taking $120,000 and apparently recommending a criminal fraudulent scheme. Some would call it seditious conspiracy against the U.S. Constitution.
Some have been convicted of such, yes.
You would hold that against him, Dom, but since he lost the Supreme Court race by 163,000 votes, most in my memory, Dukhorovsky, hell, the man needed the money, Dom. He's doing it for the dues. Come back, more Devils.
Shocking pay-to-play scheme.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett
tank septic serves you near or far. Hold a tank septic pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us in the frivolity at 844-967-2789.
What frivolity?
This frivolity.
Well, I am feeling pretty good. Janet Protasiewicz outperformed last night. Voters outperformed last night.
And that's what I'm all about, man. I mean, if Everett Mitchell would have come out and won with, 46%, that'd be fine, too. I'm super, super stoked and proud of our fellow citizens here in the state of Wisconsin to show up like they did. Like they've never showed up before. That's awesome, man. That is so encouraging. And I just and of course the flip side is 21.6% is pretty crappy. But it's the most we've ever had in this kind of election. So I'll take what I can get. I just hope it's a continual a trend of engagement here in the state of Wisconsin.
Dom, it absolutely will be. I mean, dude, if we've got a 35% increase over the record of 2020 when we cast our Supreme Court primary with a presidential primary, and we blew through that number by 35%, and Protasiewicz basically took her two opponents and beat them both combined, this was a great night for her campaign, for the state of Wisconsin, for the Democratic Party. And what this tells me, Tom, this will soon be a $60 million race. $60 million in the next 6 weeks. $10 million a week.
$60 million. Damn.
And they're all going to tell you, Protasiewicz sucks. No, Dan Kelly sucks. But here's what I would say. The electorate is not fooled. And if we had record voting by 35% in a spring primary, man, they are going to blow the doors off in the general election. Certainly the audience listening here on Civic Media to the Devil's Advocates radio show, I know that they're going to vote. I know that our audience votes, Tom. And I'm not trying to over-conflate here. I realize this is a budding new radio civic media network, but I feel like an informed electorate, an activated and engaged electorate certainly favors Team Blue in this case. Good luck with that.
No, in this case and in over history, when we talked over the course of our show over the many years, we've referenced former Republicans back in the day saying, hey, we don't want people to vote. We as being the Republicans, are better off when people are not engaged, when people don't show up. It's better for the Republicans. When people show up, the more people that show up, Well, it's worse for the Republicans. That's why Republicans engage in voter suppression activities. I mean, come on, of course, they're willing to sacrifice, martyr some of their own voters if they can martyr, if they can sacrifice a couple others voting for the other person.
Yeah, but when the Democrats are so engaged, when they blow it out of the water, when they break the records by 35%, and I have every expectation they're going to do far better in a well-informed general election race coming up in just like 6 short weeks, Don.
Wow, man, it's crazy.
Because the money's pouring in. The money's every ad on the TV, sadly. You know, the good thing is football season's done. You got a little spring trade of baseball and like the Masters coming in April.
Come on, man. March Madness. What are you talking about? We're right around the corner, brother.
Oh, that's so sad. It's so sad that March Madness will be besmirched with Dan Kelly ads. And Janet Protasiewicz ads. I prefer the latter candidate of the two. But it will be a far better informed electorate than it ever has been in a spring race prior.
Well, when you tell women of the state, number one, if you don't like it, you can leave, Senator Ron Johnson, and that you're second-class citizens, and you know you can maybe if you play ball with us, we'll allow you to have control over your own body, but only in the case of rape or incest. I mean, that's not a huge selling point, and it needs to be amplified over and over and over again. And oh yeah, by the way, we talk about Dan Kelly. Now, let's put this the other way. If Janet Protasiewicz happened to be on the payroll of the DNC or the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, what do you think the Republicans would be screaming about right now? Oh, they'd be losing their freaking mind. But it was Dan Kelly. And not only was he on the payroll, I got to reiterate, this guy was apparently involved in the false elector scheme and investigating election irregularities, whatever the hell that meant, above and beyond the other guy, Gableman, who we were also paying through Robin Voss in Wisconsin Assembly. I mean, this is what they are. This is what they do. So, I mean, number one, if it was the other way around, they would be freaking the F out. And number two, the subject matter of the advice was to overturn the will of the people in a democracy.
We strongly suspect by the actual actions of the fraudulent Trump electors, they carried through on the plan.
Yeah.
So we suspect the legal advice from Dan Kelly was not, no, don't do it. 844-967-2789. Do call the devil's advocates. Dick from Madison. Appreciate your patience, fella. How you doing?
Hey, Dick.
Real good. It was a great night last night, wouldn't you have to agree? To this Tucker Carlson thing with Kevin McCarthy dumping all this stuff, sadly...
Oh, the 40,000 hours of video surveillance, right, from the attack on the Capitol, yes.
Yeah, correct me where I'm wrong here. We're about a really good AV geek into turning in this into something that it really isn't, just like Bill Barr did with the Mueller report.
I mean, you know potentially, Dick, I mean, I don't know if there's going to be like a deep fake films or those kinds of things. And but I got to tell you, honestly, other than like providing, you know, the being able to discern safe houses and procedures in the Capitol, I think those kinds of things should be allowed to not be shown to the public. There's a reason for security for that. But above and beyond that, I'm down, man. Show it. Show it all. So what? We know what they did. Yep. We know exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm. Except that they will skew it and turn it into something that it really wasn't.
As opposed to what, Dick? As opposed to their, you know, their nuance up to this point? That's exactly what they do.
Well, that's true. But, you know, the whole thing in general comes down to just this. If we're really a democracy, after all, if a president can break the law, are we really a democracy?
Well, yeah, if they break the law, they got to be held to account. You know, yes, we are, but you have to question certainly some of our pillars of democracy, Dick. But the only way that stands, the only way we remain, is to stay engaged and to fight for that democracy. We are the devil's advocates.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, water. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
It's arena in Minneapolis. The Big Ten regular season comes to its conclusion tonight as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, a team the Badgers beat or crushed by three a couple of months ago at the Kohl Center. Minnesota coming off a rousing comeback. They were down 10 with a minute 15 to play in its most recent game against Rutgers, but the Gophers stormed back, got a Jamison Battle three-pointer at the horn. It only took the officials 11 minutes to get it confirmed, but it was a good three from Jamison Battle to give the Gophers a one-point win against Rutgers. As for the Badgers, yet another close one on Thursday night, and one that went the other way as Purdue held off Wisconsin by two. The Badgers go into the final game of the regular season, 16-13 overall, 8-11 in the Big Ten, and already this is a game tonight, while important for Wisconsin, again trying to continue to build an NCAA resume. And while this is not a quality opponent by any metric, it's still one that Wisconsin dearly needs to get. The Badgers know they will play Ohio State Wednesday at the Big Ten tournament in Chicago, and that game will have a 5:30 tip from the United Center. A bit more than an hour away from the opening tip here for the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipts into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this. We reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tomato Pizza.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Wisconsin and Minnesota to wrap up regular season play. The Badgers know they will end up 12th in the Big Ten. Minnesota will be at the bottom and will take on Nebraska as the Badgers will take on Ohio State, joined by Jeff Patricus now. And Jeff, going into this day, there were a lot of scenarios that were still very much up in the air. It's starting to crystallize here a little bit. The Badgers, to try to get out of playing on Wednesday, needed Penn State to lose and Nebraska to lose. So naturally, Penn State won and Nebraska won. Pretty impressive comeback, though, by the Nittany Lions against Maryland.
It was, but I think Maryland's players will have visions of three guys going for the defensive rebound after a missed three by Penn State and knocking it right over to the open Penn State guy who laid in the winning basket. Yeah, Wisconsin got a lot of help Saturday in terms of NCAA bubble teams losing. Got absolutely zero help today in terms of Big Ten seeding and its path in the tournament.
Of course, that old line goes, you could help yourself, and the Badgers have been so close, which you know, again, as a fan, I get the frustration at this team, but it had 19 games that's gone down the wire. It's won 10 of them and has lost 9, which is usually how it works. Last year was quite the notable exception for the Badgers, but you know, to be able to take Purdue down to the final few seconds, they had to be doing a few things right on Thursday night.
Well, you know, they played. I go back to the second half of the Michigan game when Chucky Hepburn went out, and they're down 7, and they played exceptionally well from that point on to the end of regulation. Obviously, they should have won that game in regulation, but yeah, and then they played Purdue toe to toe. What killed them? They had what I think it was. Purdue got 9 points off turnovers in the first half.
Yep, that was big.
And in a low possession game, in a close game like that, you cannot allow that to happen. You take those away and you're in better shape going down the stretch. So they've played solid basketball lately. I mean, they're not as good as last year's team was. It's just they're not. They're not as deep. They don't have Johnny Davis or Brad Davison. They're a solid team capable of winning some of these games. So I'm curious to see what happens tonight and once they get to Chicago.
All Big Ten voting is wrapping up here this evening, and it'll be announced, I guess, tomorrow. Who would your five be? Obviously, Zach Edey is an obvious. TJD is an obvious.
Pickett from Penn State.
Yep. Chris Murray.
I did not put Murray on the first team.
Okay.
He's on mine. Dickinson, I put, and I'm trying to think.
Did you go? Did you go Boo Booey? That's been like a debate. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I went Boo Booey.
I went Booey over Murray, and maybe it's just because I saw Murray play against Wisconsin and he didn't do anything, and Bowie had two really good games against Wisconsin, and I think, you know, Iowa was able to do some things without Murray. I don't know if Northwestern does some things without Bowie.
Coach of the year?
That would be the guy from West Lafayette.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I went Painter. Freshman of the year, I lean to Jalen Hood-Schifino. He's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I hope he makes first team because I think he's worthy, even though I didn't vote him. But I wouldn't be look at that with him on the first team and say that's not a good pick because that kid can play.
That's one team as you look, and they're tied with Michigan right now in the final minute of regulation. I don't know, quite frankly, how many conference teams I would trust to make a good run in the NCAA tournament. I'd love to see Purdue be able to, you know, make a deep run. But if there's anybody else, the team I might lean the most toward almost trusting would be Indiana.
I will double down on you and say I trust zero teams in Chicago. I have no idea who's going to win the tournament.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think anybody's a lock to win it. And obviously the NCAA is all about matchups. And Indiana on some nights has looked capable of making a deep run. Same for Illinois. But I don't trust them. I just don't.
And I don't blame you because, I mean, you have an Indiana team that went in the West Lafayette Showcase Game 1.
Yes.
And then went home and got drilled by Iowa and an Iowa team that lost to Nebraska. I'll give that Nebraska program credit, though. It's, once again, showing a good finishing kick. You know, they lose two defensive players. They tried to reshape their team. They lost two key ingredients there. So they're scoring more, and they've been, hats off to them, because they're trying to see if they can get into the NIT, which for them would be a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and I remember we saw that team play early in the year. I think they took Purdue down to the wire in Lincoln, and we thought, it's obvious they're more of a defensive-minded team. He's got more role players on there. Then they lost those two guys, and they kind of faded, and now they're finishing strong. I watched that Iowa game today. All Iowa did at certain stretches was just jack up threes.
Mm-hmm.
It was shot after shot. Yeah, they got a lot of offensive rebounds, but they didn't capitalize. They should have won that game easily.
Yep. Well, that said, it's always a pleasure. I'll look forward to talking to you Wednesday night in Chicago.
You should get hazard pay for having to do that.
I put in for it. Thank you, sir. That's Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We visit with Badger sophomore guard Kamari McGee in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
At Menards, save big money with 11% off everything. Update your home with Great Lakes vinyl plank flooring. Heritage has a realistic wood grain look and is durable and waterproof to handle whatever life throws at it. It's easy to install and has added comfort with an attached pad. Heritage vinyl plank is only $3.29 a square foot after 11% rebate. Good through March 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
Continuing with our Fetch Rewards pregame show, time for today's Badger Spotlight. And this time around, we visit with sophomore guard Kamari McGee. He's been providing a spark for this team, especially down the stretch. In many ways, not unlike what he did for Green Bay last season before transferring to Madison. There was a time when Coach Greg Gard considered Kamari a freshman this year as he made the move to the Big Ten Conference, getting acclimated to all that goes into being a Wisconsin basketball player. But the way he's played lately, well, even the coach will say he's no longer a freshman, and Kamari knows exactly where his coach is coming from.
Yeah, there definitely were times where I felt like a freshman because I felt like I was going through the same things that I went through last year with the trying to fight for minutes and trying to learn the new system because I two systems in two different years is kind of something hard to grasp right away. So it took me a little time, but feel like as time went on, it continues to get better.
Did he considers you no longer a freshman? Is there a specific game or maybe a stretch of practices? Or like, okay, I've got this now.
I feel like it's been both a stretch of games and practices. I've been stacking good practices up, and that's been leading to good results in the game. So I feel like it's both of them combined. Just the growth overall.
The game, we were just talking before we started rolling tape, or, the recent game at Michigan where it's crunch time, it's a one-point game in the closing seconds, you get fouled, and I'm doing a double take. I have all this stuff jotted down, but I'm looking 1-for-2 this season at the free throw line. Now, I should put this in perspective. You were 80% last year at Green Bay, but from our vantage point, we were up a little bit in the arena. But you look like you might as well have been like 198 out of 200 at the free throw line. Were you as calm inside as you looked outside?
Yeah, I was super calm. I got a thing that I say to myself when I go to the free throw line. I say bucket. So that's the last thing I hear. Like, just picture a make. And when I say bucket, I just picture it going in. And that's why I got that from high school. My high school coach introduced that to us, and we used to all say it together. So that stuck with me. And every time I step to the line, I say it and goes in.
Yeah, it's working, definitely. I know I've asked you even over the summer about the uptick in scoring that you had last year toward the end of the season at Green Bay. We are seeing something similar at Wisconsin. I know you've touched on it already. Maybe you're more comfortable now. Did you just feel like it was time to be more aggressive on the offensive end, and maybe a similar story here right now?
Yeah, because like I said in previous times when I've talked to you, I'm a guy that does whatever it takes to win. So, like, if we need to get a bucket, I'm going to try to get us a bucket, whether it's me scoring or somebody else scoring. So, yeah, in that case, it has been similar to last year and this year. Whatever is needed, and I try to help out as best as I can.
Well, you've probably heard this a lot from the current head coach, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, and you've been a prime example of that in that Michigan game when Chucky went down, and you had been playing, obviously. Your minutes have been going up. But that is something that looks like you take a ton of pride in. I mean, there could be games where there's not a lot of minutes, and then another game where they might need you for 25 or more, right?
You never know when. Like, that's why it's always stay ready so you don't got to get ready, because you never know when your number going to be called and how long you're going to have to go out with. Where, like, we didn't know if Tuck was going to come back or not. Like, similar incident in the Marquette game when he came back. Like, we don't know, so you got to just be ready. And I feel like I was ready.
Okay, you were definitely ready in the Marquette game, and you've been ready here so far this season. What this season, I know, like, fans look at this and they ride the roller coaster, and you guys are living it. The roller coaster, so many close games. You've won your share. You've had some that have gone the other way. What keeps you guys? I walk in and watch you guys practice. You're loose. Everybody's chatty. The communication is really good. What's allowed that to happen in a season that's had its ups and downs at times?
Because we know what we got in the room, in the locker room. We know the guys that we're going to war with, and we know that everybody wants it the same amount. Like, everybody's going out there giving it all each game. So we try our best, and you got to just live with the results. Like, games, if we don't try our best, then that's when, like, okay, we gotta check and see what's going on. But if we're trying our best and everybody's giving it 100% and going hard, you got to live with the results. And then you got to keep coming. There's more basketball to be played. Like, that's what we got to keep thinking. Like, we still got games to play. Like, we can't be mad at this past game. We got to keep going and stay focused, because we all playing for each other. We're not worried about what people are saying on the outside. We're playing for everybody that's in the locker room. So we just make sure we stick together. And that's what helped us keep going. Like, we didn't fold. we haven't folded and we won't. We just got to keep going.
And as much fun as you guys have playing basketball, no matter when it is, if it's in the summertime in France or the Bahamas trip, all the Big Ten games, this is what probably you and your teammates are living for now as you turn the calendar into March and everything that goes with it. This is what you did all that other stuff for, right?
Exactly. Yes, just to prepare us for that postseason. But we still got basketball to play. We got to finish out strong, and then we can see what's going on with that in the future. We gotta get these next games out the way. We gotta finish strong.
That's Badgers sophomore guard Kamari McGee, and that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us, more to come, including our Badger Notebook, as the Fetch Reward pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison. And time once again, we did this, it was a few weeks ago now, maybe several weeks ago. Time to circle back because the pros are hitting the stretch drive. Not quite March Madness at their level yet, but we got some Badgers who are doing some pretty good things we're talking about right now professionally, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun to keep tabs on those guys and check in periodically. And a really cool opportunity recently for Aleem Ford, who some might not know this, but he has Puerto Rican nationality in his family. And he had the honor to represent and play for Puerto Rico recently at the end of February there. Puerto Rico was taking part in the World Cup qualifying. And so Aleem was called to take part in the team training camp. And then they also had a couple of road games as part of the qualifying tour. Some might not remember too, but Aleem Ford, he started his professional career playing professionally in Puerto Rico in the basketball league over there. He was actually drafted number one overall in that draft in 2021. So he's played basketball in Puerto Rico professionally, but to do it at the national level and represent his country, really cool opportunity. And recently, I believe he posted about it on Instagram, and he may have on Twitter as well. But they had to go on the road, and they had a couple games. They had to go to Brazil, face Brazil, and then they also had to play Colombia. They had to get both of those wins in order to qualify, and the game against Brazil came right down to the final buzzer, it sounded like, and Puerto Rico was able to beat Brazil 92-90 in impressive fashion. Aleem played 18 minutes in that game, so a good start for them, and then they went and they played at Colombia. They also won that game. Aleem played 14 minutes, had 4 points in that contest. So really cool opportunity for him to play nationally for his country like that. And like I said, they needed those two road wins. They got them, and so they qualified for the World Cup. And we'll see if Aleem gets to play with their national team in the World Cup. One would assume so, but 15th appearance for Puerto Rico there. And now Aleem will bounce back and probably resume G League play, where he is with the Lakeland Magic, which is the Orlando Magic affiliate in the G League. And Aleem's played in 34 games with the Lakeland Magic this season. He's averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds per game.
Nice. So he can shoot it. So there's a place professionally. You can keep getting paid if you can keep making shots. So
absolutely.
Good for him. Johnny's starting to he's had some tough luck. The injuries and all that, but maybe that's behind him now and he can finish strong. Right?
Yeah, it's nice to see for Johnny after the All-Star break. He's playing with the Capital City Go-Go in the G League and kind of finding his footing, getting familiar with the professional game. And yeah, like you mentioned, he's been finding his stride here recently. Over the last three games, he's averaging 19 points in one game, 17 points in another, and then 25 points in a game actually on his birthday, which was really cool. He played on his birthday. He went 5-for-7 from three-point range in that game, and he's shooting 50% over the last three games. He's averaging 44% from three-point range, so it feels like Johnny's kind of finding the stride a little bit. Maybe the game's slowing down for him, getting comfortable, and they're liking what they're seeing from Johnny. And another guy we can touch on, too, while we're in the G League is Micah Potter, who finally was able to return. He had some injury issues that he got looked at and cleaned up a little bit, but he made his return. He's playing for the Salt Lake City Stars, which is the G League affiliate of the Utah Jazz. So he's back from his elbow injury and played 36 minutes the other night in a game, had a double-double with 17 points, 14 boards, 6 assists, and helped them to a 119-112 win. So really cool to see all those guys kind of finding their stride and hitting the ground running there in the G League.
A couple of those guys, well, all three of those guys, part of Big Ten championship teams 3 years ago, obviously, with Aleem and Micah, and then last year with Johnny. So that's good. Good to see that. In the meantime, Decker and Jordan Taylor, they're still going strong overseas. So the representation continues to be really good for former Badgers. So appreciate your time as always, sir. That is Brandon Harrison, and that is tonight's Badger Notebook. Updating you, Indiana and Michigan, they're in overtime. Indiana leading 75-72 in the final half minute of overtime. So a lot of drama in the Big Ten this season, and it's finishing in the way you would probably expect it to, with a lot of really close games. Earlier today, Penn State rallied to beat Maryland. Nebraska took down Iowa at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and Purdue, the outright Big Ten champs, held off a late Illinois rally to win by 5. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
A regular season game tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers as they take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, trying to get the regular season sweep. Badgers have won the last five meetings with Minnesota, but there have been